The guard left the room. I heard the creak of a door swinging open. Heard the guard say something in Pashto in a hard voice. Then footfalls and the jingle of bells with each step. It reminded me of the monkey man Hassan and I used to chase down in Shahr-e-Now. We used to pay him a rupiah of our allowance for a dance. The bell around his monkey's neck had made that same jingling sound. Then the door opened and the guard walked in. He carried a stereo, a boombox, on his shoulder. Behind him, a boy dressed in a loose sapphire blue pinhon tomban followed. The resemblance was breathtaking, disorienting. Rahim Khan's Polaroid had not done justice to it. The boy had his father's round moon face, his pointy stub of a chin, his twisted seashell ears, and that same slight frame. It was the Chinese doll face of my childhood, the face peering above fanned-out playing cards all those winter days, the face behind the mosquito net when we slept on the roof of my father's house in the summer. His head was shaved, his eyes darkened with mascara, and his cheeks glowed with an unnatural red. When he stopped in the middle of the room, the bells strapped around his ankles stopped jingling. His eyes fell on me, lingered, then he looked away, looked down at his naked feet. One of the guards pressed a button and Pashto music filled the room. Tabla, harmonium, the whine of a Del Roba. I guess music wasn't sinful as long as it played to Taliban ears. The three men began to clap. Wah wah, mashallah, they cheered. Sohrab raised his arms and turned slowly. He stood on tiptoes, spun gracefully, dipped to his knees, straightened and spun again. His little hands swiveled at the wrists, his fingers snapped, and his head swung side to side like a pendulum. His feet pounded the floor, the bells jingling in perfect harmony with the beat of the tabla. He kept his eyes closed. Mashallah, they cheered. Shabas! Bravo! The two guards whistled and laughed. The Talib in white was tilting his head back and forth with the music, his mouth half open in a leer. Sohrab danced in a circle, eyes closed, danced until the music stopped. The bells jingled one final time when he stomped his foot with the song's last note. He froze in mid-spin. Bia, bia, my boy, the Talib said, calling Sohrab to him. Sohrab went to him, head down, and stood between his thighs. The Talib wrapped his arms around the boy. How talented he is, nay, my Hazara boy, he said. His hand slid down the child's back, then up, felt under his armpits. One of the guards elbowed the other and snickered. The Talib told them to leave us alone. Yes, Agha Sahib, they said as they exited. The Talib spun the boy around so he faced me. He locked his arms around Sohrab's belly, rested his chin on the boy's shoulder. Sohrab looked down at his feet, but kept stealing shy, furtive glances at me. The man's hand slid up and down the boy's belly, up and down, slowly, gently.